Hello, this is PJ Kaiser, and this is my first Spoken Sunday installment. I'm going to be reading the first installment of a serial story that I've been working on. It's been called, for the moment, The Pianist, and check back for future installments. A warning, this installment has a strong language. The Pianist, Part 1, by PJ Kaiser. Applause thundered through Carnegie Hall. Everybody in the audience sprang to their feet. The conductor turned towards the audience to take a bow as the pianist, Andrew Borcheski, took a small bow and strode off stage. The applause continued as the conductor graciously accepted the applause, at times gesturing with his hands towards the wings and clapping. 1 minute passed. 2 minutes. After 3 minutes, the conductor bowed again and walked off stage. Borcheski lurked next to the curtain. The conductor said, "It's time, Andrew. They've waited long enough." "No, I'm not going to do it tonight." Borcheski turned and began to walk away from the stage. "Like hell you're not going to do it. These people have paid good money to see you. You set the precedent of an encore years ago. You have to give it to them." Borcheski glared at the conductor for a moment. He said under his breath, "Fuck." Borcheski closed his eyes, inhaled, and walked on stage towards the piano. As soon as the audience saw he was returning, they sank back into their seats and silence descended abruptly. The orchestra remained in their seats, encircling the piano, although their duties for the evening were completed. All eyes were on Borcheski as he sat stoically on the piano bench and reached towards the grand piano. His shoulders erect, back arched, hands splayed across the keys, Borcheski played the first tentative notes of Liszt's Liebestraum. The notes built one on top of another, with the melody singing above the meandering harmony and growing in speed and intensity. Firm fingers pressed keys. Keys levered hammers. Hammers struck strings. During the animato, the onlookers saw only a blur as his fingers raced across the keys. The fortissimo filled the hall as much or more than the orchestra had all evening. The audience held their collective breath as the dynamics turned pianissimo, for fear the sound of their breathing would drown out the sound of the notes. Tears streamed down faces, but nobody moved to wipe them, their attention glued to Borcheski. The last note rang through the hall. The sound faded, and the audience waited to be certain no notes would follow. The audience erupted in applause and shouts as they leapt to their feet. Borcheski stood, faced the audience, and, with a curt nod, strode off stage. The conductor, used to the routine, stayed to accept the applause and gestured to the wings as if Borcheski were standing there to receive it. But in fact, Borcheski's feet clicked down the tiled hallway to the dressing room, leaving his adoring fans behind. His hand on the knob to the dressing room, he heard a shout from the other end of the hallway. "Mr. Borcheski, wait a moment, please." A man sprinted down the hallway. Borcheski grimaced, turned the knob, and pushed the door open. He almost escaped inside, but there stood the man. With wide eyes, he said, "Les Manchester with the New York Times, sir. Just a couple of questions." "Journalists are forbidden, young man." Borcheski turned towards the door. To Borcheski's back, the man blurted, "I just have to ask you, how does it feel to elicit such feelings from an audience? There were people crying when you finished Liebestraum." Borcheski turned and gave the man an icy stare. "It's fucking Liszt. You're supposed to cry, asshole." Borcheski slipped through the frame and slammed the door. That's the end of this episode. Stay tuned for more on this audio boo. Thanks. Bye.